Remember, like, way back when we were in school? No smartphones, no social media. It's crazy how much has changed, right?
Yeah, like Facebook launched in 2004. It feels like a different world.
Totally. Technology has transformed everything, even how we learn. And that's what has got me thinking about the future of education. With AI advancing so rapidly, I mean, it's mind-blowing.
It really is. We're living in the fourth industrial revolution, and how we adapt education to this changing landscape is more crucial now than ever.
Absolutely. And that's why we're diving into the work of Dr. Micah Shippey. He's doing some seriously innovative stuff, even partnering with Samsung to bring cutting-edge tech right into classrooms.
Dr. Shippey's work is fascinating. He argues that we can't truly understand where we're headed in education without looking back at how we got here.
Makes sense. I mean, kids have been learning for centuries, right?
Exactly. And the way we've structured education has gone through these really interesting shifts over time. Dr. Shippey starts with ancient Greece. Think philosophy, critical thinking, those Socratic dialogues.
Oh, right, this intense debate.
Exactly, that was their classroom. But then fast forward to the Roman Empire, suddenly it's all about law, politics, public speaking.
Gotta rule an empire. Gotta know how to deliver that powerful speech.
Right. It's fascinating how the skills emphasized in education directly reflected the needs of the time.
That is fascinating. So, how do we go from ancient Greece and Rome to what we think of as school today?
Well, that's where the Industrial Revolution comes in. Think factories, assembly lines. Suddenly, education had to shift to match that new model. It became standardized, divided into separate subjects.
And that's where Dr. Shippey brings up the idea of siloed learning.
Right.
I mean, think about it. How many of us use algebra every day?
Precisely. And that's his point. It's like we're still kind of stuck in this Industrial Revolution mindset, even though the world has changed so much.
It does make you wonder if what we're teaching is really preparing students for the future.
And that brings us to a more recent shift, the rise of STEM education. But Dr. Shippey argues this was driven by what some call the technological sublime.
The technological sublime.
Yeah, it's this kind of awe we have for technology, sometimes fear of its power, and that drove this huge push for STEM, just like the Industrial Revolution shaped education before.
Interesting. So we're always trying to anticipate the skills needed for the future, but are we getting it right?
That's the million-dollar question, and Dr. Shippey argues that it's not just about coding anymore. He dives into what he calls future skills, and it goes way beyond what everyone's calling the four C's.
Okay, now you've got me intrigued. The four C's, critical thinking, communication, collaboration, creativity, those aren't enough. I thought those were like the holy grail of future skill.
They're a great foundation for sure. But Dr. Shippey argues that they don't fully encompass what we need to thrive in a world where AI is becoming more integrated into, well, everything.
So what's missing? What other future skills are we talking about?
Well, he breaks it down into a few key areas, and one that he really emphasizes is upskilling.
Upskilling. Okay, now that just sounds intimidating, like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It's not as complicated as it sounds. Think of it this way. Your favorite design software gets a massive AI upgrade. Upskilling is being able to quickly learn those new tools and master them. It's being comfortable with constantly evolving
Oh,
technology.
okay, so it's like being adaptable.
Exactly. And that's crucial in this digital age.
I can totally relate to that. Just last month, my audio editing software got this big AI update. It was a little scary at first, but then I realized, hey, that's just part of staying relevant in a field like this, right?
Exactly. That's upskilling in action. But it's not just about keeping pace with tech. Dr. Shippey highlights another crucial future skill: intuitive and rational decision making. This is where your human element becomes super valuable.
Okay, now tell me more about that. That sounds really interesting.
Think about it. AI is giving us access to more data, more insights than ever before. But we can't just blindly follow the algorithms, can we?
Right.
Dr. Shippey stresses the importance of balancing AI-driven rationality with human intuition and judgment. That human touch is irreplaceable.
So it's like, okay, AI, that's a fascinating insight, but my gut's telling me something different based on my own experience.
Exactly. You've got to be a critical thinker. You can't hand over your decision-making power to machines entirely, especially with those complex issues that need empathy and cultural understanding, things that are uniquely human.
It's about finding that balance, that synergy between human intelligence and artificial intelligence.
Precisely. And that's what makes these future skills so compelling. They're not about pitting humans against machines, but about figuring out how we can work together, how we can leverage each other's strengths to create something truly extraordinary.
So you've got adaptability, critical thinking, particularly when it comes to AI. What else is on Dr. Shippey's list? So we've got adaptability, critical thinking, particularly when it comes to AI. What else is on Dr. Shippey's list?
He's really interested in what he calls collaborative innovation. And he's not just talking about humans collaborating with each other here. He's talking about humans collaborating with AI. Like, imagine brainstorming sessions where your teammate is a supercomputer.
Whoa, that's next level.
Yeah.
Are there any real-world examples of this kind of human-AI collaboration happening now?
Absolutely. Dr. Shippey talks about this field called human-computer interaction. People are designing tech that integrates with how we think and learn. Imagine AI tools that can help us brainstorm, even create art, all collaboratively.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. But hold on, we're talking about a globalized curriculum here. Where does that fit into all of this?
And that's where Dr. Shippey's final future skill comes in, societal systems thinking. He says it's not just about individual success anymore. It's about using these future skills to make a better world for everyone, you know, thinking bigger, tackling global challenges.
So it's not just about, like, me getting a better job because I know how to work with AI. It's about how those skills can benefit society as a whole.
Exactly. How can tech solve things like poverty or climate change? How do these advancements benefit all of humanity? It's about individual skills and incredible tech driving positive change on a global scale.
I'm with you. This is giving me a lot to think about. I see how these future skills connect to a globalized curriculum, but how do we put these ideas into practice? They sound amazing, but how do they translate into real-world solutions?
That's the question, right? And Dr. Shippey actually answers this with a really fascinating example. He calls it the lucky iron fish. It's a really powerful story about science, culture, innovation, all coming together.
Okay, you definitely piqued my interest. What is the lucky iron fish?
So it starts with this doctor, Christopher Charles, doing research in Cambodia back in 2008. He was really struck by the high rates of iron deficiency he saw there.
Wow. Yeah, that's a serious health issue. What did he do?
So he wanted to find a solution, right? He knew that cooking in cast iron pots could increase iron in food. So he came up with this idea. An iron ingot that people could drop into their cooking pots.
Like a tea bag for iron.
Exactly. Simple, but brilliant.
That is brilliant. Yeah. So he found a way to get people more iron, problem solved.
Well, not quite. This is where the story gets really interesting. See, just handing someone a chunk of metal and saying, throw this in your food, wasn't enough. Dr. Charles realized he had to consider the cultural context, you know?
Sometimes the most practical solutions need that human touch.
Yeah.
That understanding of cultural differences.
Exactly. So he did his research, and it turns out that fish are considered lucky in Cambodian culture. So he had this idea. He recast the iron ingot into the shape of a fish, even gave it a little smile, called it the happy fish.
Ah, I love that. He took a simple solution and made it culturally meaningful. Did it work?
It did. People were way more likely to use this iron fish because it resonated with them. And get this. His research found that using the lucky iron fish regularly decreased iron deficiency anemia by almost 50%.
Wow. That's incredible. That's what societal systems thinking is all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seeing the big picture, understanding the different systems at play, and creating meaningful change.
Exactly. The lucky iron fish story shows how a globalized curriculum isn't just theoretical. It's about using knowledge from different fields to create solutions that really work for the people they're designed to help.
It's like STEM meeting the humanities, working together to solve a problem.
Precisely. It's about interdisciplinary thinking, combining technical expertise with empathy and cultural understanding. The challenges we're facing in the 21st century, they're complex. We need all sorts of skills and perspectives to tackle them.
Connecting the dots, seeing the bigger picture. But let's bring it back to you, the listener. What does all this mean for someone who's not, you know, designing a global curriculum? How do you apply these concepts to your own life? That's the million-dollar question, right? What does this all mean for you, the listener? How do you take these big future-focused ideas and make them relevant to your own life?
That's what's so great about Dr. Shippey's work, though. He's not just talking about, like, some fancy future for education. He's talking about empowering everyone to make a difference. You don't need to be a tech CEO or a rocket scientist to be an innovator.
I love that. But it's easy to feel overwhelmed, right? Like, how does someone listening to this, maybe feeling stuck in their career or intimidated by technology, how do they even begin to tap into that potential?
It starts with a shift in perspective. Remember how Dr. Charles combined scientific knowledge with cultural understanding to create the lucky iron fish?
Yeah.
That's thinking differently.
Being open to new ways of thinking, even if they seem a little uncomfortable at first.
Exactly. And that's where those future skills come in. Instead of being intimidated by change, embrace it. Think, how can I upskill? How can I adapt?
So we're not throwing out those four C's, critical thinking, communication, collaboration, creativity. We're just approaching them with this more, I don't know, future-focused mindset. Always learning, always growing.
Exactly. And don't underestimate that idea of societal systems thinking. Remember how Dr. Shippey talked about understanding the systems that create problems?
So instead of getting lost in these huge global issues, what if we start by looking at the smaller systems around us? The problems a little closer to home.
Now you're getting it. What if those everyday problems you see are actually opportunities in disguise?
I like that. It's like a whole new way of seeing the world, isn't it? So if we start looking at those everyday challenges with this idea of societal systems thinking, we might uncover solutions we never even imagined.
Absolutely. You could be the one who comes up with that game-changing solution, just like Dr. Charles did. Remember, it all started with him wanting to help and being willing to think differently about a problem.
And that's what I want to leave you with today. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want you to ask yourself, what seemingly small, solvable problem is right in front of me? What if I approached it with this future-focused, systems-thinking mindset? The possibilities really are endless when we embrace technology, education, and that belief that we can all be forces for positive change in the world.
Couldn't have said it better myself. The future isn't something that just happens to us. It's something we create. One innovative idea, one act of collaboration, one problem solved at a time.